Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. You know, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families ever since 9/11. Now, hero first responders and service members, the people that serve our communities, our country, those who die in the line of duty, those who are catastrophically injured, veterans who have fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York, firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Now, Arno was killed while protecting his community. He was battling a warehouse fire. He left behind a wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made their memories with their hero. Now you can join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on the mission to do good and support the families of America's greatest heroes, and that means the families of fallen first responders just like Jason Arno and Gold Star families with young children and catastrophically injured service members and also homeless vets. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
All right, thanks, Scott Shannon. Happy Friday. Thank you for being with us. Toll free, it's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. The Attorney General Merrick Garland is now named a special counsel to probe Donald Trump. Jack Smith is the guy's name. We're getting more information on him, and we will tell you all about Jack Smith as more information comes forward. Career Justice Department official. We'll start at that point. You know, there's a lot of interesting sidebars to all of this. It's not a surprise to me. It is actually something I kind of expected. Now, if you think of a lot of the criticism, go back to yesterday, go back to this week, and go back to Jim Jordan, go back to James Comer, and their announced investigations into two separate things. One is whether or not, because of whistleblower testimony that they have already received and laptop information that has been ignored now for well over 2 years by the FBI as it relates to Hunter, but more importantly, as it relates to the Biden family syndicate. I think all of this played a part into this decision to appoint a special counsel, because what we're learning is the Biden White House has been gearing up for these investigations for quite a long period of time. They know what's on the laptop. The question is why specifically is Jim Jordan, House Judiciary, now looking into whether or not these charges by whistleblowers that the DOJ has been weaponized and the FBI has been politicized, and you have all these people that will be giving testimony to such, and he's been giving us, you know, bits and pieces and crumbs of what's to come. It's going to be pretty fascinating. And then you tie that to the announced investigation and James Comer's words that it's about not only just Hunter Biden, but about the president of the United States, Joe Biden, and whether or not this will be the biggest pay to play corruption scandal and possibly in American history. When you look at what we already know now, and for those of you that minimize the Republicans winning the House, it has enormous power associated with this. And maybe it'll take these investigations to get going. Maybe you'll have to see with your own eyes the visual of Nancy Pelosi handing over the gavel to realize what this means in terms of Republicans control the agenda. They control the chairmanships. They have the power of subpoena. They have the power to investigate. They have the power of the purse. Now, are they going to be able to move America towards energy independence? Sadly, no. Are they going to have the power to control our southern border? Sadly, no. They might be investigating whether or not laws are being violated from the administration in terms of the border laws that we have. But that's separate and apart. But let me stay focused here. You notice one thing that they have not done. Now, when you think of the FBI has had this laptop from hell for a long time, well over 2 years, and they haven't done a darn thing with it. And whistleblowers within the FBI, left and right, and there's a lot of them, that are saying, excuse me, politics is in play all over the place here. And that means that they're protecting people that they like. And by the way, if you look at the, if you can now go back three elections, and especially the last two presidential elections, and see that the FBI has way too much of their fingerprints on weighing the scales, if you will, of election results by interfering in ways that I think are quite inappropriate. But think about it this way. Republicans now have control of the House. This means now that these investigations will go forward. I think they're complementary in as much as, okay, we're looking into whether the FBI is politicized, the DOJ is weaponized, and we're looking into why didn't they go after the Hunter Biden laptop. But yet now Merrick Garland is appointing a special counsel to investigate Donald Trump on Mar-a-Lago documents and January 6th documents. On the issue of documents, we could just go back to July of 2016, just before the election, and James Comey laying out Hillary Clinton had top secret classified emails on her server, marked as such, but no prosecutor would ever prosecute. Is that going to happen in the case of Donald Trump? I tend to think they might have a different approach or interpretation this time. But the big thing about Hunter's laptop is it's not just, you know, Hunter Biden and tax issues, which we've been hearing about, or Hunter Biden and he lied on his gun application, or Hunter Biden with drugs, or Hunter Biden with hookers, or Hunter Biden. No, it has everything to do with whether or not they use the power of the vice president to make a fortune. And, you know, so think about this. This is not just any public corruption case. They now have, as laid out in the, 31 pages of James Comer, they have bank records. They have government documents. They have Hunter implicating his own father in this laptop numerous times. And the question is whether or not the Biden sold access to the highest levels of our federal government, to our foreign adversaries in some instances, and using, you know, somebody that had, look at Ukraine, for example, the quid pro quo, the real quid pro quo with Joe. Think about this. A vice president is willing to withhold $1 billion taxpayer dollars from Ukraine unless they fire a prosecutor. You've got 6 hours, son of a B, they did it. Now, why would a vice president of the United States ever care about some dopey prosecutor in Ukraine? Well, now we know what the reason is, because that prosecutor was investigating zero experience Hunter, who was being paid millions and millions of dollars. Now, why would you pay Hunter Biden millions of dollars? Let's take this one case. He goes on Good Morning America and he's asked questions. Well, okay, you made all these millions of dollars. Do you have any experience in energy? No. Oil? No. Gas? No. Any experience with Ukraine? No. Okay, why do you think that they were willing to pay you millions of dollars? Hunter's answer was, I don't know. And then whoever was doing the interview at ABC says, well, do you think maybe it had to do with your father? And he goes, probably. Well, probably is the right answer. So you have, and by the way, at the time you're talking about a guy that's struggling with crack addiction. I mean, it's insane what we now know here. But you have then you look at hostile regimes that he was dealing with. Former First Lady of Moscow, that would be Russia, and $3.5 million that we know of going to Hunter's companies. Then the talk now of $100 million real estate investment. Then you look at China, $100,000 shopping spree for the Hunter Biden family. For what? You know, who goes on? Then you have a $5 million loan with no interest, and it's forgivable. What is it for? I never heard of a no interest forgivable loan. Well, actually, I have. I mean, if friends of mine I've at times needed extra money, would I lend the money? Yeah, of course I would. Would I charge interest? No, unless I had to legally. You know, in other words, if you had to do it, because otherwise, yeah, whatever. I let the tax accountants handle that crap. Because I can't even download an app. I can't do my taxes. It's impossible. The laws are too confusing for any intelligent adult to get through it. So, you know, or the Kazakhstan sports car for whatever expensive, extravagant amount of money that Hunter got. You know, why are they giving Hunter, a guy at the time addicted to crack, a guy that they know, I'm sure they did background checks, they were fully aware of his proclivities for women of the night. Why are they giving him all this money? You know, now we know from Congressman Comer that U.S. banks filed more than 150 suspicious activity reports with the federal government over foreign transactions with Hunter and Joe Biden's brother, Jim. We know that Hunter had these cozy, lucrative financial relationships, they say, with up to 50 countries, you know, numerous shady foreign nationals in more than a dozen countries, you know, and then you have Hunter all over his laptop, you know, whining, moaning, and groaning repeatedly about all the money that has to go to Pops, the big guy, you know, according to Hunter in his own words, complaining that he has to give up half his income to Pops, even paid to keep up Joe's mansion and pay for repairs in Delaware, and complained about that. And then, of course, the Tony Bobulinski line, yeah, I sat in meetings with the communist Chinese, and yeah, Joe knew all about it. Joe Biden repeatedly had told us before the election that he had absolutely no knowledge of Hunter's foreign business dealings. Never talked to him, not one time about it. Well, now we have photograph after photograph after photograph where Joe Biden is pictured with Hunter and his foreign business associates and partners. You know, then we know of at least 14 meetings with these individuals while he was vice president between 2010 and 2018. And now Republicans are demanding answers. Now the question I have for Merrick Garland is, where's that special prosecutor? Because, you know, one of the big questions, now we go back to the other investigation. This is where they go hand in hand. Is the FBI politicized? Is there a dual system of justice? Do we have equal justice and application of our laws? If we don't have it, as I suspect we don't right now, that means, you know, as Mark Levin had a great phrase in one of his books, a post-constitutional America. Because every law's foundation is our Constitution. You know, what do we know about this guy, Jack Smith, the special prosecutor in this case? Former colleague described the veteran prosecutor as the gold standard. It sounds exactly like the lines we got about Mueller. But anyway, longtime federal prosecutor, former head of the Justice Department's Public Integrity Section. Of course, everybody's singing his praises in the mainstream media. He began as a special counsel immediately, has served since 2018 as the chief prosecutor in International Criminal Court in The Hague in Netherlands, where he was tasked with investigating and adjudicating war crimes in Kosovo. He served in multiple roles with the Justice Department, including as an assistant U.S. Attorney in Middle District, Tennessee. He took the helm of the department's public integrity unit, oversaw high-profile cases, often targeted elected officials. He earned a reputation as an aggressive prosecutor attempting to revamp the office after a series of embarrassing missteps. When it comes to investigating allegations of sophisticated federal crime, he is the gold standard. Okay, you get two quotes like that. So the question you would have is, if we had equal justice, if we had equal application under the law in this country, why wouldn't there be a special prosecutor now that we know all that we know about the Bidens? We'll get into this question later in the program today, because it's pretty unbelievable. And this now is going to go on. They say they're going to do it quickly. I don't know what the definition of quickly is. as far as the January 6th side of it. Basically, I think they'll cut and paste everything that they did with the January 6th committee, a partisan committee, and just, you know, rehash all of that yet again and try and find if there's any law breaking in there. One thing they never played during those investigations, not one time, was many of you will peacefully and patriotically march to the Capitol so your voices will be heard. Not one time did we hear from Nancy Pelosi, her text messages, her emails. She's in charge of safety at the Capitol. Now we're understanding that the Secret Service may have had intelligence of up to weeks before January 6th that some people were planning some type of violence like this on the 6th, and they didn't act on it. When they did get intelligence in the days leading up to it, we know the Capitol Police Chief requested National Guard troops on six different occasions. Why didn't they interview him? Why did the mayor, Mayor Muriel Bowser of D.C., reject having the National Guard called up before she was even offered it, as far as we can tell? I mean, that's a little insane. But none of these people were ever questioned. The goal of this committee should have been, how do we prevent this from ever happening again? They should have had a committee looking into how do we prevent 574 riots in the summer of 2020 from ever happening again. But of course, we don't have equal justice application or investigations of laws in this country either. Everything has been highly politicized, and it's never been this transparent, but it's now that transparent. Hey, listen, I want you all to save money. One way you can do it, especially in these tough recessionary economic times. I get such bad news on the economy to get share with you today. Don't shoot the messenger. Don't blame the messenger.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries, or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver, and they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice, and right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Don't let this chaotic world get in the way of your goals. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. Now, they are the heroes that put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Now, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers thankfully paid off his mortgage, and they gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. His home also gives him hope. And with the help of people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers. This is a great mission. They support America's heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash. No tooth fairy or piggy banks. No more selling extra items for cash. A digital dollar means your life could depend on the internet, electricity, and people you don't know. Plus, it means every penny you have could all be tracked. So goodbye to privacy. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver, including Sean Hannity. Sean has personally bought metals from the top-rated company, Goldco, who has an excellent reputation. They've placed over $2 billion in gold and silver, and right now they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. So call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets and who helps our nation to never forget 9/11/01? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans programs and the foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute. They're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, number 2, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
So already we're back to the vast right-wing conspiracy defense of Democrats, because now that the House is going to hold the administration accountable by investigating the FBI if it's politicized and the DOJ if it's weaponized, the House is going to have this investigation into Joe and Hunter Biden and their business dealings. White House counsel's office dismissed the inquiry Thursday as focused on long debunked conspiracy theories. What part of the Hunter Biden laptop is not true? Nobody can answer that. Ron Johnson, we'll play it later, actually asked Director Wray if any of it had Russian misinformation in it. And Christopher Wray refused to answer the question. And he said, the reason you won't answer the question is because there was no Russian disinformation in it. Anyway, Joe Biden's team has, badgered a compliant media to claim that there's nothing to see and pressured social media companies to censor the articles about Hunter. You know, that is a story in and of itself, is they wouldn't allow information that turned out to be accurate and true to come out to the public 3 weeks before a presidential election involving a president and his son. The same people that were all too willing to push an unproven dirty dossier paid for by Hillary 4 years earlier. And this is, and we're supposed to all feel good about our election system and about our media mob and about the Democrats thinking they have any sense of fair play in them. They don't. Anyway, quick break, right back. We'll continue. 800-941-SHAWN, our number. All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Thanks for being with us. 800-941-SHAWN, if you want to be a part of the program. So you got these dual investigations.
You've got James Comer outlining his investigation into the Biden family syndicate. And he's very clear in what he's saying here. And he's saying that Biden lied when he said he had nothing to hide during the campaign regarding his family's business dealings. And when he said, I've never had a conversation with my son, not one time, about his foreign business dealings. We've got pictures, we've got meetings, we've got times, we've got places. Quote, Comer says he personally participated in meetings and phone calls. Documents show he was a partner with access to the office. Comer goes on to say it raises troubling questions about whether our president, Joe Biden, is a national security threat. And by the way, if it was any Republican, what do you think Democrats would be saying? And whether he's compromised by foreign governments. I think I might be one of the very few that kept making this point that if, in fact, they did these deals with China, Russia, etc., that they were totally compromised. It would explain why the waiver was given to Putin for Nord Stream 2. You know, I'd like to know why on the issue of MBS, you know, Joe Biden is seemingly protecting MBS today. And I'll give you the details of that in a second. But just to stay on focus here, Comer went on to say they've identified over 50 countries the Bidens have done business with, 50 foreign countries. I'm most concerned with the countries like China and Russia. Let's see, a $5 million no interest forgivable loan, huh? Whoever heard of that kind of deal? $100,000 shopping spree for Hunter Biden and his family. $1.5 billion deal, Bank of China. Bank of China, what, they've never heard of Goldman Sachs, Deutsche Bank, JP Morgan Chase, whatever, you know, whatever big financial firm is out there, they're going to go with the former crack addict. And I mean, it makes no sense with no experience. No experience in energy, oil, gas, none whatsoever. But he gets millions from Burisma in Ukraine. Then the 150 SAR generated by the American banks to the Treasury Department connects Hunter and his business associates to international human trafficking and other illegal activities. That's stuff I don't know about. And that Hunter Biden was doing this. And anyway, Comer says Joe and Hunter's bank accounts were co-mingled, if not shared. I mean, it's bizarre. None of this makes sense. Why would you cancel the Keystone XL pipeline and give a waiver to the Nord Stream 2 pipeline? And then Comer was clear. This is an investigation of Joe Biden, the president of the United States, and why he lied to the American people about his knowledge and participation in his family's international business schemes. He said, we'd love to talk to people in the Biden family, specifically Hunter and Joe Biden. Our investigation is about Joe, and we already have evidence that would point that Joe was involved with Hunter Biden on issues. We want the bank records, and that's our focus. And of course, Jim Jordan gets out there and he says, it'd be nice if the FBI and the Department of Justice, you know, stay out of all this, let people decide, you know, who we think should represent us and who we think should lead us. And that's how America is supposed to work. So this is a focus on the Judiciary Committee, the political nature of the Justice Department, and the linkage now to what was happening with the Hunter Biden story. As I said, they go hand in hand. 15 days before the presidential election. Oh, no, it's not true. None of it. Meanwhile, the FBI had this laptop much earlier and did nothing with it. The ensuing 2 years, they've done nothing with it. Jordan discussed whether the administration would cooperate. Well, first, they haven't responded to any correspondence. They changed the suspicious activity report, the SARS report process and protocol. They set up now a new committee, and now they're claiming a vast right-wing conspiracy. Another bizarre move today. Maybe this is Joe Biden's way of getting OPEC and Saudi Arabia to produce more energy, because he's not going to change his refusal to become energy independent again and increase energy production domestically. Anyway, the Biden administration ruled on Thursday that the Saudi Arabian crown prince, MBS, Mohammed bin Salman, has immunity from a lawsuit over the murder of Jamal Khashoggi. Well, Joe Biden said this was a pariah nation. Joe Biden said journalist Jamal Khashoggi was killed by MBS.
Why would you give this guy immunity? And what was the purpose of this? Drawing immediate condemnation, by the way, from Khashoggi's former fiance. Remember, this was the guy that was killed and dismembered in October 2018 by Saudi agents in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, an operation which U.S. intelligence believe was ordered by the prince himself, by MBS himself, the kingdom's de facto leader now for several years. Anyway, the news is, why would Joe Biden offer immunity to this guy? Especially after he embarrassed him on the world stage by not only rejecting Joe's offer to increase energy production, oil production. Not only did they reject the offer, they said they're doing the opposite. They're decreasing the production of oil in with OPEC and OPEC plus nations and Saudi Arabia. They're all decreasing it. And then when Joe Biden came back, we found out because the Saudis told us that Joe Biden asked, well, can you announce it a month from now? A month from now meant after the elections. Where's that investigation? Anyway, Christopher Wray admits 70% of abortion-related violence targeted pro-lifers. I thought this only went one way. Christopher Wray was forced to admit it yesterday, but he couldn't explain why the FBI recently arrested 26 pro-life perpetrators of violence compared to none on the pro-abortion side of the debate. Now, they have 20-plus whistleblowers in the FBI that have stepped out, and they're going to come forward, and they're telling their stories to Ron Johnson, Senator Grassley, and Jim Jordan. By the way, watch the smearing of those three. It's about to begin. Anyway, Washington Times points out 70% of the FBI's abortion-related cases since the leak of the Dobbs decision involve attacks and threats against pro-life facilities and even acknowledged by the FBI director. And then Director Wray insisted in testimony before the Senate Homeland Security Committee that the Bureau has treated violence against pro-life and pro-choice organizations equally, while disclosing the pro-life groups have been the primary targets of post-Dobbs violence. We have quite a number of investigations as we speak into attacks and threats against pregnancy resource centers, faith-based organizations, other pro-life organizations. While more than 100 pro-life offices, crisis pregnancy centers, and Catholic churches have been attacked since the leak of the Dobbs decision, the FBI has announced zero arrests. But they did announce 26 pro-life activists arrests in the recent months. Are these whistleblowers going to be proven true? I would think that's likely. Anyway, so we're watching all of this. We're going to get into the economy at the top of the next hour. I don't have a lot of good news on this. Saddest thing I read is that people are giving up turkey. You know, everything involved with Thanksgiving now costs dramatically more. From the turkey to the stuffing to, you name it, it all costs more. Some people now, I read a headline, they're going to substitute pizza for turkey, for a traditional turkey Thanksgiving dinner. Why? Only because of inflation. 70% of Americans live in paycheck to paycheck. You know, Thanksgiving, in the past, Thanksgiving, you kind of budget for it. It's not a big deal. You buy a turkey, you get the cranberries, you get the pecan pie, the apple pie, the blueberry pie, the pumpkin pie, whatever you like to eat. I don't need any of that crap anymore. Looks, by the way, the pumpkin pie looks exactly like the color of that orange puke drink that Linda likes to eat. I'll give you a few headlines. Inflation hits, toy makers now are unveiling smaller priced items, priced below $10 because they know families are not going to be able to afford Christmas presents this year. How sad is that? You know, we're all looking at Germany. There's a great article in Zero Hedge that in Germany, Europe's largest economy, they're now preparing for a worst case scenario because they gave in to their climate alarmist cultists and they became fully dependent on a hostile regime, Vladimir Putin in Russia, for their energy resources. Now, because of the war in Ukraine, well, the spigot has been turned off. How many years have I been talking about Putin turning off the spigot? I've used that exact term for years and years in this program. But anyway, they're now preparing, get this, for mobs in the street, for runs on bank runs, should blackouts prevent the population from having access to cash. German authorities, according to Reuters, have stepped up preparations for emergency cash deliveries to keep the economy running as the nation is now bracing for possible power cuts arising from the war in Ukraine. They have no option. We should be their option. We have hundreds of years worth of natural gas, oil, coal, and we could be selling it to them and making a massive profit, but also helping them save money and stay warm this winter. It would be a good thing for everybody. Win, win, win.
Maybe that's the angle, Sean. Maybe we take the humanitarian angle and we tell all these liberals with big hearts that we're here to help and we want to give back. Maybe then they'll be okay with it.
German authorities have stepped up preparations for emergency. This is insanity. You know, now we have thoughts. We had heard from Governor Sununu and General Bolduc on the issue of potential blackouts in the entire New England power grid because they're not going to have enough natural gas available to power it. By the way, as I warned you, home sales have plunged 30%. And it is now home sales, a 10-year low. Prices are now many parts of the country beginning to show massive declines. By the way, according to, and we'll get into this with Steve Moore at the top of the hour, Fidelity Investments, one of the largest managers of retirement accounts in America, is warning Biden inflation is draining the value of people's IRA accounts by a whopping 25%. And now people's home values are going to be going down 5, 10, 20, 25% as well. And by the way, Joe Biden's economic team is abandoning ship. You know what that means to me? They see no end in sight. And they know they're going to be blamed. National Economic Council Director Brian Deese, one of Biden's top economic advisors, he's leaving early next year. Along with Deese, you have the Council of Economic Advisors Chairwoman Cecilia Rouse. She's leaving early next year. Janet Yellen plans to stay at her post, but sources say they expect her to leave before the 2024 presidential election. She doesn't want any part of it. I don't even know what to tell you about this, you know, this FTX crypto mess that's out there. You know, I warned people about crypto. I said, you know what? If you're going to invest, be careful. But you know, maybe it'll come back. Maybe it won't. I don't know. I talk to people on both sides. We're also going to hit the border today as reports out today now show that Biden is expanding his plan to resettle millions of illegal immigrants into the heartland of America. We've talked a lot about these middle of the night flights that have been taking place. You know, yesterday in the front of the New York Post, this is the headline, "Think the border's out of control now? A judge's ruling is going to lead to 18,000 crossers a day." The Trump and Biden administration use of Title 42 emergency COVID protocol to expel 2.3 million border crossers since 2020. By the way, Biden has not been using it. Let's just be clear here, to very limited levels. Now has a federal judge said the rule must be lifted in 5 weeks. That's going to be 18,000 crossings every single day. Now, we already have 4.5 million since Joe Biden's been president. That is, you know, wide open borders. They're not even trying to enforce the law. They're aiding and abetting in the law breaking. They're involved in human trafficking. And they even go as far as to give special treatment to illegal immigrants. You don't get a COVID test. You don't get a vaccine mandate. You get a Biden phone and free transportation to the, you know, I guess the state of your choice. Governor Abbott now is, and we'll get into this with Brandon Judd later, he's using his constitutional authority and invoking the invasion clauses of both the U.S. and Texas constitutions to authorize Texas to take unprecedented measures to defend their state against an invasion. And he's citing the exact sources of the Constitution. We'll get to that coming up later in the program. Anyway, 800-941-SEAN. What a news day. Man, thought it'd be an easy day today. Voice is shot. Yeah. Anyway, listen, our friends at Upside, you want to save money? Okay, you got to get the Upside app. Write this down or memorize this. Not hard to remember. Upside.com/Hannity. Not that hard. All right, so what is Upside? It's very, very important. It's an incredible app. Now, if you buy gas, you buy groceries, or if you dine out anywhere, fast food, whatever, with Upside, you get paid every time you purchase something, and it costs you nothing to get the app. To get started, you go to upside.com/Hannity or the App Store. You download the free Upside app. Now, the next time you fill up your gas tank, at first, you're going to save 25 cents or more on every gallon of gas that you buy for your first tank of gas. Next, anytime you're about to buy something, maybe you're at a grocery store, maybe you're filling up your car, whatever it happens to be, you pay with your credit card, your debit card, but you check in with your Upside app, pay as usual, and you will get 3 times more cash back with Upside, and you get to keep your rewards program if your credit card has one. It's absolutely free. It has a 4.8 star rating from the App Store. Simple. Download the free Upside app, upside.com/Hannity, to get 25 cents or more off every gallon on your first tank of gas. It's absolutely free. The app, 25 cents or more back every gallon, first tank of gas at upside.com/Hannity. And you save money every time you buy groceries and every time you dine out. We'll continue. All right, how bad is the economy going to get? What do you expect? And how high are heating prices going to be this winter? Some estimates now 45% higher. And, of course, the risk of the New England grid going down and having blackouts in the middle of winter. Anyway, we'll check in with our economic experts. And Governor Abbott fights back on the, quote, invasion. I'll explain straight ahead.
You know, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families ever since 9/11. Now, hero first responders and service members, the people that serve our communities, our country, those who die in the line of duty, those who are catastrophically injured, veterans who have fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Now, Arno was killed while protecting his community. He was battling a warehouse fire. He left behind a wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made their memories with their hero. Now you can join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on the mission to do good and support the families of America's greatest heroes, and that means the families of fallen first responders just like Jason Arno and Gold Star families with young children and catastrophically injured service members and also homeless vets. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com